Hi, everybody. Kirk Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Kirk, I want to know what you think of senile Joe Biden and his terrible debate performance. But you're not going to hear that because, A, you're going to read about it on Monday. But, B, I think you can probably tell what I'm going to say, and it's going to be highly insulting towards that senile golem, that corrupt, perverted weirdo who's masquerading as our president. So, obviously, I don't have, obviously, I'm ambiguous and equivocating on things. But you want to talk to normal people. So I've got my in-laws here who are normal people. They are not political 24/7. They are normal people. They came here from Cuba. They built a life. They raised a family. They did everything right. Mundi and Carmen. Mundi is a veteran. These are the kind of people who make America. Normal people, not weirdos like us who do politics all the time. I mean, they're not like anti-politics. They're just, they don't do it all the time, but they care enough about their country to be engaged and vote. And I kind of want to see what they think, because it's probably going to be a little different than what I think. Now, their son, Arena's brother, was here. He actually made me watch debate. Chris said, "Oh, we got to watch the debate." I said, "I want to watch the debate. I know what's going to happen." I didn't know it was going to be that bad, but I knew what was going to happen. And he said, no, we got to watch it. And he thought it was going to be funny watching me watch it. So we're watching it. And after an hour of this, he got a little serious. He said, "I don't want to watch it anymore. It's not funny. It's just sad." And I thought, I'm all like, I believe that kicking someone when they're down is the best time to kick them, because they're easiest to kick and they can't kick you back. But he's a normal person, and he's a nice person, and he doesn't like to see a human being degraded. Now, whether Joe Biden counts as a human being, now we don't need to get that. But I wanted to get the views of Mooney and Carmen and see what normal people think, and kind of ask them some questions, because I have no idea what normal people think, because I'm not a normal person. I'm a political weirdo. So welcome to Unredacted, you guys. You'll notice I have not sworn at all. No. Usually I'm doing this in the car with Arena. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I have vehicular Tourette's. So, did you guys watch the debate?
Yes.
I watched it all.
You watched it all, Carmen? Did you watch it all?
I'm telling you, I start watching.
You start watching.
When I saw Biden, I feel so bad for him.
You felt bad for
him? Yeah, I feel sorry for him.
Uh-huh.
I told Monday, I cannot watch anymore.
Wow. You really are Chris's mother.
That's right. I couldn't watch anymore because I feel sorry for him. Like, as him, I feel so sorry for him because it was not him. It was not like a normal person on the phone or TV. Like, the president of the United States acting like that, speaking like that, I couldn't.
Let me back up a little bit and ask you just a basic question. Why did you feel you should watch it? And I mean, the answer, I mean, I think I know what the answer is going to be, but did you feel like, I'm an American citizen, I want to participate, or were you curious? Did you want to see a car crash?
No, I was curious. I want to see, because people talking about Biden, how it was, this mind is going crazy, but I want to see it. I said, well, this time maybe he's going to speak like a normal person. Then when I watched for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I told him the night and I was your new one. Then he watched the entire day.
Yes, in my case, I started watching. But like my son, halfway through, I just didn't want to watch it. I was embarrassed because I didn't think either candidate did anything to help themselves. Even though I'm a Trump supporter, I didn't think that either one helped themselves in this debate.
Now, you guys are basically Republican. You escaped from Cuba. You don't have any use for the damn communists.
No, we don't.
We don't.
No communists here. when you see school kids running around on campus with terrorist flags, I'm thinking you're probably not pretty happy about that. So you guys chose to be American.
That's right.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, you said that, we too, that me, America was thrust upon me. I just got it. I mean, most people listening to it just got it. And I always thought, you know, if you're just handed something, you often don't appreciate it. But I know you guys appreciate it. And you want to be part of the political system, but you're not political 24/7. Okay. So you watch Joe Biden, but, you know, Mooney, I kind of agree with you about Trump. Now, here's why I think you can tell me what you said. I thought he did okay. I thought he, tactically, he was good because he let Biden talk, and Biden became the story. This is the only, would you guys agree, this is the only debate we've ever had with Trump in it, where Trump
I think he missed the opportunity to give more facts about his record. I think he said a lot of stuff, but he wasn't specific. He should have taken the opportunity to talk about the successes they had. I don't think he spent enough time on that.
I thought he spent too much time addressing kind of Biden's little lies and scams. And then that weird golf thing where they're both talking about their golf. That was just weird.
I didn't even know Biden played golf.
Apparently he's a terrible golfer. But who cares? I mean, I'm not electing golfer in chief.
Did you observe him? Trump face looking at Biden, it's like, see what he's talking about. Are you okay? I saw that one, that part.
Yeah. Biden just didn't make any sense. You feel sorry for
him.
Now, I personally dislike Biden. I think he's a bad person. And any bad thing that happens to him is okay with me. But you guys don't feel that way. It's not personal for you.
The media sold Joe Biden over the years a typical Joe, average Joe. He's never been an average Joe. He's always been an ugly duckling to me. I don't think that he has accomplished anything in his many years in public office.
Well, yeah, I think he is, I think he's kind of a dumb guy. I don't think he's very smart. And I don't think he actually believes in anything. Hold on one sec. So anyway, we are back after a small generator-related issue. So you guys felt bad about Bob.
I did. I feel sorry for him. Maybe as a mother or several mothers, a Christian person. I feel so bad, really. I feel sorry for him. That's it.
Now, you worked with a vote for a minute.
Oh, my God. Is any other Republican 1,000%? Where Cuba?
Aren't there some Democrat Cubans now?
Yeah.
Are you dial in?
Crazy. And why are they going to go back to Cuba?
Luckily, the younger generation that haven't been exposed to what we have been exposed to.
Well, you guys literally got, you know, chased out.
Just about.
Yeah, that's not good.
Mine was reading.
And they kind of want to do that here, too. And yeah, that ain't going to happen. We got the Second Amendment.
That's right. This was name.
Okay, so we saw Biden. We saw Trump. I think we agree. Trump didn't do great, but I think he did well enough. I mean, again, I'm amazed. How do you have Trump involved in a debate and he's not the story?
That's right. He went crazy. You were talking so bad. That's my hair. I watched the debate next day. And he was observing Biden like
it. Just staring at him, going, what's up with this guy?
That's correct. Just staring at Biden.
Now, had you heard before this that Biden was slowing down, that he was getting old, and that he was... It
has been obvious by what we have seen in TV in the past. Even though the media and Joe Biden tried to deny it, it is a fact that he's been declining for months.
And he's declining. Yeah, I mean, he's only, what, 81? You remember my mom before she passed away at, what, 84? Mom was still sharp.
But you're the man of 80.
You're not 80. You're not 80. No, you got, I mean, if you got, Larry, the thing is, I mean, Trump's not that much younger. Trump's only like 3 years younger.
But the level of energy is unbelievable from the Trump side.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't think it's just age. I think he's getting, maybe a little dementia. Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't want to go diagnose anybody, but I know a lot of people his age who are not a complete wreck like Joe Biden is.
Maybe he's been partaking with his son too much.
I think he partook with his son to get charged up for that.
Yeah.
I think he was doing lines of cocaine and Imodium.
But
yeah, it was not. That was sad. Now, were you guys supporting Trump before, during the primary, or did you like anybody else?
Always Trump.
Always Trump.
In my case, I like either Rubio or Cruz.
You like Rubio or Cruz?
I'm going back.
Oh, you're going to 2016. How about this time? You guys like Ron DeSantis?
I liked Ron DeSantis.
Were you supporting him in the primary or were you supporting Trump? Because I was supporting Ron DeSantis until he said, I'm supporting Trump. I said, okay.
No, I felt that Trump was the guy that we need.
Okay. All right. So what do the Democrats do now?
That's what we're asking us doing. I was asking to my husband us done. What are they going to do?
Well, they can't make him not run. I mean, the delegates are pledged to him.
It's going to be a very difficult decision for the decision makers.
I think he's the only. I don't think there's anybody who can go and tell him anything. I don't think Obama came out and said in a tweet. Everybody has a bad debate once in a while.
Yeah.
I don't think Joe Biden likes Barack Obama. Because you remember, Joe Biden been in the Senate for like 40 years, and Obama comes along on one term, becomes president, and then makes Joe Biden his inferior. Joe Biden's got big ego. The kind of big ego dumb people have when they know they're dumb, and they know everyone else knows they're dumb, so they get really sensitive about it. How do you get rid of him if you're a Democrat? He's not going anywhere. What do you think of his wife? Think she'll let him go?
That's what we're thinking.
That's what you're thinking? Now, if Mooney was staggering around embarrassing himself, would you let that go off?
Oh, no, I won't.
No, I don't see him staggering around.
I asked him. I say, why did he stop me? Oh, Mooney.
Giving up power is difficult.
Yeah.
Giving up power is very difficult, even if you're only the first lady.
It's been still pretty powerful. You get a lot of attention. You get clones. For a flat man, it's a pretty good gig.
Embarrassed.
But I'm not sure they have any shit. I mean, the Biden family's not a great fan. They got some problems. They're like the Manson fan.
Yeah.
This ain't a great bunch. Do you think most normal people just felt sad about the whole thing?
100%.
Yeah, have you talked to anybody else about? Are people talking about this in the real world? Because they're not talking about. I do political stuff all the time. They talk about. We talk about it all the time. But
my friends are Republicans, right? They all say the same.
They all say the same thing. Are they talking about this? Did you see the debate?
Yeah, they talk about.
Okay. Well, how do they feel the same?
And my friend in California, that is a Republican, plus amazing in Cuba, he said, oh, no, I don't know why, because I want to see it. How bad he's doing it. Yeah, I haven't talked to her after.
Okay. How about you, Lundy? When you're talking to normal people, are they talking about the debate, or is this just kind of not a subject?
I think people talk about the debate because it's been in the news constantly since it happened. Democrats and Republicans are complaining about Joe Biden's performance during the debate, so it's hard to escape it.
Okay, so this is something that's reached normal people who aren't political all the time. Have you heard anybody say, you know, I was thinking about voting for Biden, but now I just can't? But you don't talk to anybody who'd be voting for Biden. You're in Texas. I don't think it's allowed.
Well, that's so.
Well, it's Austin. And Houston, where we are.
Yeah, that's right.
But, yeah, there's a lot of those pride flags flying around where I live. But on the west side, there's lots of good antique stores. So it kind of balances out. Works out for us.
So, Kirk, what do you think is going to happen with the nomination? Do you think Biden is going to make it through?
I think they are stuck with this guy. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think they're going to run it down. They're already starting to go, well, you know, he had a cold. Trump's such a big liar. CNN was, you know, biased against him. I mean, lots of... I don't particularly find any of them particularly compelling arguments. But I think they've realized that there's... I don't think there's any practical way to make this guy quit. And, yeah, you know, we've all been around, you know, elderly people who are declining. They get stubborn, right?
Yeah. Kurt, you mentioned CNN. I think CNN did a good job.
So do I. I hate saying it.
They asked good questions, challenging questions for both.
Yeah, I came with the story, which is kind of a story. I thought they did a good job. I asked to do a take to counter before we got, hey, dogs, dogs, dogs. Yeah, they don't like CNN. Dog has. Barky and Bitey have to get into this. Well, I thought, Bite, Barky, come here. Hold on, there. Come here. I got it. Yeah. No, I thought they tried really hard to play fair, and they want the story. I mean, they asked like, yes, you know, three abortion questions. I mean, you ask one. I don't think you need three, but whatever. But in general, you know, I thought they were okay, but they weren't the big story, which is, you're a debate moderator, you don't want to be the story. I moderated debates. It's not about me. And you know how much I hate saying it's not about me.
This story is about Joe Biden and his diminishing power.
Do you think he will do the second debate in September?
Yes, he will. He has to do something. They got to give him some drugs for him to wake him up.
Hop him up on goofballs.
Like they did in the speech of the State of the Union.
State of the Union.
Yeah, they'll give him whatever they give him then. They're going to give him this time.
Well, I think he's got to do it in September. Maybe they found an excuse to back down, but I think they've got to do something. And I just thought it was a... I thought it was interesting. Joe Biden couldn't hit him on the stuff that he needed. He couldn't hit on the stuff that he needed, you know, the convicted felon stuff. That didn't hit.
No, it didn't.
I think everybody who cares about it has already got an opinion. That's the problem. Joe Biden's been running for president since 1986.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump's been in the news since the 80s. We know these. Everyone's got an opinion, right? You're not going to... I mean, it's hard to change it. Maybe this changed it for some people. Saying, yeah, I like Joe Biden, but he's just not...
Well, I think the one issue that the Republicans will continue to have problems connecting with some of the people that need to connect is abortion.
Uh-huh.
Even though I think... going to the states and letting the states make the decision what they're going to do is the right thing to do. But people are focused.
Yeah, I think Trump handled that abortion question pretty well by saying, you know, when you send it back to the states, some states do this, some states do that, we let them decide. I thought that was as good as you're going to get on it. But again, you know, if you're an abortion fanatic, you know, you're never going to vote for the Republican, no matter what. It's people who are just kind of like, I don't want to talk about that. if he can make them feel like, okay, he's not going to cause a day giant problems, we'll just let that go. Okay. Well, let's ask the big question. Who do you think, Carmen, who do you think wins in November?
Trump.
You think Trump's going to win?
100%.
You think Biden's still going to be on the ticket?
No.
Really?
They're going to put somebody else.
So you think they'll put?
No, it's a shame to put this guy in.
It's Kenneth, yeah. It's not great. It's suboptimal.
But I don't have any idea. What was...
How about my governor, Gavin Hairston?
The governor from...
California. Gavin Hairston. How about Kamala Harris? You like her?
No.
Michelle Obama. Yeah, everybody says, oh, everybody loves Michelle Obama. I don't know anybody loves Michelle Obama. I don't think she's, you know, I mean...
What experience does she have to be the president of the United States?
Well, that's something. Well, they've tried that before. That didn't work. Hillary. Maybe Hillary comes back. You think Hillary comes back?
Maybe.
Oh, goodness.
What's great is maybe just a...
How about you, Mundy? What do you think?
I think that my thought is that Gavin Newsom is going to make an effort. I don't know how he's going to work it out because he has to be a team player, but I know that he wants to be president.
Okay, well, how's he get past Cam? Assuming Joe Biden says, yeah, I'll not be president guy. Oh, assuming he does that, how does he get back? How's Gavin get past Kamala?
I have a feeling that during the convention, they're going to have to make the decision.
Well, here's the problem. There is the convention's late August. In the beginning of August, to be on the ballot in the state of Ohio, you have to nominate your guy. So by August 7th, they have to nominate somebody. So what they do, the formal nomination will be before August 7th. The actual convention will just be a part of it, essentially. But or they don't have somebody on the ballot in Ohio, and they need, because they have a Senate campaign, they definitely need some Democrat on the presidential ticket. There, it's not like if it's like Arkansas, who cares? They're never going to win Arkansas. But Ohio, they've got a senator that they need to support.
It's a competitive.
It's a competitive state that at least at the Senate level. So they've only got like 5 or 6 weeks. If they're going to pull a shenanigan, they got 5 or 6 weeks to do it.
About 2 months.
Yeah. So, like, I think it's going to be, who do you think's going to win, Mundy?
I think Trump.
I think Trump's going to, and I didn't always believe that. I thought there were just too many people who hated Trump, but I guess I just didn't count out the power of senility.
Yep.
So anyway, that is, thank you, Carmen and Mundy, for being part of my podcast, and I appreciate it. Thank you for providing the view of normal people who aren't weirdos like me.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Barky, for barking and disrupting everything like an idiot.
We enjoyed it, Kurt.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. Everybody, go get my book, The Attack, before it actually happens. Read me every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Follow me on Twitter. Thanks for being the Town Hall VIP member. And I will talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.